Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcast. This is podcast 391. We're live in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which is the location for Scott Walker's announcement that he will be running for the Republican nomination for president. And I was very pleased, by the way, to hear in all the speeches today that this is what it was referred to as opposed to just flat out running for president. So we're on the campaign trail with Scott Walker in Waukesha. The next event is going to be in Davenport, and I'm going to go to that as well. Walker chose Waukesha, the Expo Center here at Waukesha, because this is a place that he launched two successful campaigns for governor in this state, so it's hallowed ground for Walker supporters, and I would imagine for Scott Walker himself. Waukesha is also a Republican stronghold, so you know, it's better to make the announcement here as opposed to Madison or the urban core of Milwaukee. I decided to cover this campaign announcement for a couple of weekend reasons. First of all, I live in Minnesota and I spend a lot of time in Wisconsin. I was born in Illinois, grew up in Illinois, live in Minnesota for many, many years. So Wisconsin has always been the neighboring state, pretty much. And I think I understand Wisconsin issues a little bit better. So it's good to be able to cover a candidate from a state that I have some experience in and understanding. I also interviewed Governor Walker in a previous podcast last November, just as he was winding up his third campaign for governor in the Badger State. And the other thing is, this is close. It was a day's drive, not too complicated. And then when Walker heads south to Iowa, later this week, I'm going to also go because, again, it's close. And so I get to cover a presidential campaign up close. And I even have credentials, which I got today, which was really, really fun for me because I don't think I've ever been credentialed. I've certainly broadcast live from two Republican national conventions. And, you know, there are some comparisons to it, at least in terms of media. But it's not even close in terms of the convention versus this particular announcement. Covering Scott Walker's campaign doesn't mean that I am endorsing or believe in or think you should vote for Scott Walker. Many believe that his reforms, Act 10 in particular, and Right to Work, are groundbreaking in the state, and also believe that they're forward-thinking reforms that begin the process of getting government out of people's lives and gets costs for governments under control. Many people also do not agree with this, as you'll hear in this podcast. But these reforms are the bedrock on which Scott Walker begins his quest to be nominated by his party to run for president in 2016. You're going to hear a lot of statistics about Wisconsin and how it's doing, better or worse. But most of the reforms are going to take a little while to take hold. So I would say for most of this stuff, the jury is still out when it comes to whether or not they're going to work economically in the state. So let's review a pretty exciting day in podcast 391. Well, as you know, I have been talking about Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for quite some time, and I've been talking about people getting their AC checked because it's going to get hot. And of course, here we are. The upper Midwest is now actually really, really hot. So we're pretty much past the point of saying, get your air conditioner checked. But if you haven't and you want to get it checked, call Ryan. The main reason I want to mention Ryan in this podcast is to let people know that if you need emergency service, whether it's plumbing or AC or heating, Ryan Plumbing and Heating is really the company to call. In St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. They are metro-wide from St. Paul. That also means the suburbs. Four generations of experience, quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. Ryan Plumbing and Heating on University Avenue in St. Paul, just west of the state capitol, where they've always been. Again, for emergency service. Your toilet goes bad, the landlord won't fix it, whatever the deal is. Ryan Plumbing and Heating on University Avenue in St. Paul. Here's the number in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. They go all over the city. Mendota, Plymouth, St. Louis Park, St. Paul, wherever you need service, especially emergency service, think Ryan Plumbing and Heating. And thanks, Greg, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. So this is kind of fun. I am in the media lot at the Walker announcement, which is a place I did not expect to get. But I got here early, and I just drove in. And, you know, I just realized I could get shore power if I had actually taken the time to park with all of the ENG trucks, but I just didn't think that I needed to be there. So I parked in, like, the second row back. And now there are, I can't even get out of this thing. There's trucks and cars, and everybody's news car and truck is here. And, of course, the thing that's interesting to me, and occurs to me, there's a lot of local people here, a lot of local reporters, you know, local TV stations. And for many of these people that are working in media, this will be their only chance to cover a presidential campaign, such as it is. Keeping in mind what I talked about with the fact that these guys are running for delegates right now. And you see a lot of young reporters and people like that. But already, up at the gate, there are all kinds of photographers and people clearly who know the drill, who have been around and who are crawling all over this rather small expo center, Waukesha Expo Center, which is really more like a state fairgrounds. That's the best way for me, or county fairgrounds. This is really understated. There's a little auditorium, that's a round top. It isn't that big. It's big, but it's not super big. I don't know how many seats are here. I'd have to look it up. There's kind of a state fairgrounds over here, kind of a county fair kind of atmosphere where there are food tents and things like that. But I'm looking out the front window, and, I mean, every minute more trucks are pulling up. So, you know, it's very interesting to me. I don't know how many people are going to show up for this thing. I mean, this is not like, Target Center. This thing is not that big. And I don't know if he's going to do it outside or inside. I would assume it's inside. So it's really not a big place. And already the media lot is chock full of reporters and things of that nature. I just hope I don't get... I'm sitting here with the AC on, and let's just hope that... The county police. Okay, so they're just walking by. I haven't got my credentials yet, but I made some credentials up on the printer and I put them up in the window. So I've got fake credentials in the window, and hopefully I'll be okay at this point. So as I was walking around the area where the media trucks are, just before I was able to get my press credentials, I noticed a small group of people bunching together for the TV cameras. They were there to protest the governor. So you have a bag over your head.
I do have a bag over my head.
Why do you have a bag over your head?
I am so ashamed of what has happened to Wisconsin, that we have a person leading the state that has taken our state so much into decline that I am ashamed. And I am ashamed for all the people that are standing here in line.
How is it in decline right now?
That we are last in the nation for new entrepreneurs. We're...
I'm just blocking the wind, sorry.
The economy is in decline in Wisconsin. The economy should be doing very well. And compared to the other states, we're dead last. So it's amazing what this man has done to destroy our state, its economy. He's pitted friends against friends and families against families and workers against workers. He's even said himself, divide and conquer. And that is not the right direction for this country to go into.
What about people that don't necessarily want the control of the government by unions? What do you think of that?
I don't think the unions are controlling government. Who's controlling government are the billionaires and the big businesses, and they use the unions as an excuse.
Okay. Of course, unions are the largest contributors to political campaigns.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they
they're
are.
Not.
Collectively,
no.
They are.
Take a look at...
I will. Look it up.
...the fund I have.
What about Tom Steyer?
Of who?
You don't know who Tom Steyer is?
No, I don't.
He's a huge, great guy, huge environmentalist. He's probably the largest Democratic contributor in, like, hundreds of millions more than the Koch.
If he was, I would know about it.
Oh, yeah. Look him up.
I would know about it.
Look him up.
Okay, I will.
I think the bag is awesome.
Okay, thank you.
See you later. I decided to come out here to the end of the line. I walked all the way to the end of the line.
Holy cow.
Because
and now
you guys
you're not
are
even there anymore.
I'm kind of not. It's moving pretty quick.
I'm glad it's moving quick.
Yeah, it's
so what do you guys think of these Walker protesters up here?
I just saw a car that says Recall Walker on it.
They tried that, didn't they?
Yeah, they failed. It is?
That failed already.
They tried and they failed, and I personally think these people are just wasting their time. I mean, why? Why? You know?
Is this, now tell me about the Waukesha fairgrounds here. What's this, what is this usually used for? I mean, this really isn't a big, like, expo center. This isn't, doesn't seem like it's really huge.
It is.
Like, it's not a stadium, but
no,
it is.
No.
Our county fair starts on Wednesday.
So that's what all this stuff is?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was for us.
Some of it maybe.
We'll use it, too. But, no, the fair starts Wednesday. There's horse judging, animal judging, horse, dressage, all sorts of stuff going on during the year.
Wow, okay.
And the,
it's used
and
quite a bit.
What do you think of this over here?
Go ahead, I'll get you.
What do you think of the lady with the bag on her head?
What, oh, I don't know what she's representing there.
Inside it was hot, and as the hall filled up, it got hotter.
It feels so good in here. I just want to be in here.
There's a lot of media there, quite a few national media. The local stuff, I mentioned earlier that some of the local people probably really enjoyed this because they won't get a chance to cover a presidential election, and it's great to have a governor in your state running for president because you can cover the presidential campaign as well as the governor. The local media was actually sequestered. They were over on the other side of the auditorium, and then the big guns, the national people, were in there. So CNN was there, CBS, you know, all the big news channels and all the big news businesses. My favorite media people are the photographers. They're moving around the entire time taking pictures, and as I watched them work, I think some of the photos that they took, I was able to watch them putting them on their computers and stuff. I think you're going to see some of the photos taken here as really being symbolic and will follow the Walker campaign through to the, you know, either the presidency, you know, the campaign for that, or the end of the campaign to win the nomination. So we're inside Expo Center, and this is where Governor Walker's going to make his announcement. And this is not a big place. This is the kind of place where you'd probably come and see hockey if they did it. I don't know if they ever played hockey here, but it's that kind of place. It's not that big. I would say it'll fit, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 people, wall to wall with no chairs. And where I am standing is the media filing center. And just to give you an idea of how organized this campaign is, and that doesn't mean that they all don't do this, but they are allowing supporters to come up and stand, and staff to come up and stand in right behind the media area. So when this thing gets going, they're going to be able to add their chairs and so forth to the mix. And we're kind of, all of us, notice I'm saying us, all of us in the media are kind of surrounded by Walker supporters. And that's kind of funny. And I don't know when the speaking starts. I'm actually looking for people that I know in this crowd. It's very well lit. You know, it's a typical Wisconsin crowd of people, basically. Quite a few speakers spoke before the governor took the stage. This is not unusual. This is standard fare at these kinds of things. Not the least were his sons, which they're his sons. They're young. They didn't do a very good job, and no one expected them to. And just before he spoke, the first lady spoke. Unfortunately, these speakers are generally more effective at firing up the crowd than they are really a speaker. So I'm not going to include any of their speeches because they were pretty standard Republican red meat. These events, and this was true of the national conventions both time I attended those, tend to actually be really boring, unless you're one of the true believers or unless you have something to do at the convention, not reporting. You know, they tend to be these really long speeches, and so what's happening on the floor tends to be kind of not even very interesting. What's much more interesting is watching the media follow some of these candidates around. Now, here, we really didn't have that, but, you know, I could have telescoped the entire event into 30 minutes. I don't think it would have been very interesting. That was kind of my idea before I went in there, but I've decided that that really isn't such a good idea because I'm going to play a little bit of some of the stuff that was going on. Here is Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy's wife firing up the crowd on Walker's potential and doing her best to insult Hillary Clinton, and it's not even worth playing, but it really got the crowd fired up. Now, as you'll hear in my summary, the governor's speech went on for almost 45 minutes, and, you know, trying to put that in a podcast is, you know, you can watch the speech online if you want to hear it. So what I did was I telescoped it down to a couple of parts that I liked, one of which was he told people, this is what I want to be for, not what I'm against, which is something that I've talked about a lot, and I think he deserves credit for saying that. And then I just cut to the end of the speech for the end of the podcast. So that's what I did.
So tonight, let me tell you what I'm for. I'm for reform, growth, safety. I'm for transferring power from Washington into the hands of hardworking taxpayers in states all across the country. I'm for building a better economy that allows everyone to live their piece of the American dream. That's pro-growth. And I'm for protecting our children and our grandchildren from radical Islamic terrorism. That I know how to fight and win. Now more than ever, America needs a president who will fight and win for America. After a great deal of thought and a whole lot of prayer, we are so honored to have you join with us here today as we officially announce that we are running to serve as your President of the United States. for coming out.
What's next for me is the governor's actual campaign event in Davenport, Iowa, Thursday or Friday in the podcast time. And my suspicion is I'll be hearing much of what I heard tonight there again at the end of this week. So it's stump speeches and reporters trying to determine what the real story is by talking to themselves, supporters, and protesters, and generally just sussing it out on their own by what they see at these events. And you know, support. This is where supporters really play an important role in a campaign, because truthfully, as this event ended, I saw a lot of reporters just pulling people aside and interviewing them to try to get an idea of what their take on it was. So what do I think of what the governor did and what Walker's potential is? Well, this was a very, very standard Midwestern Republican speech. The only difference is Scott Walker has actually done a lot of what he has always said that he wants to do. So when he says that he wants to do something, whatever it is, what he believes in, what he intends to do if he gets to be president, people would do well to listen to him. He is a lightning rod for the left. They actually cannot stand him. Richard Trumka, the head of the unions, one of the unions, said yesterday that he's a national disgrace, which I find ridiculous. So if Walker is the candidate, look for a pretty bitter effort to see that he loses on the part of the left. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not going to say. I am not endorsing. I'm not getting behind any of these Republican candidates. I think there's too many of them. He will be a front runner right off the bat just because of his experience and what he's done here in Wisconsin. And I think the key thing to talk about what he has done in Wisconsin when we talk about that is he has defeated the unions. He's defeated them at the polls, and he's defeated them in the legislature. And he's brought, in other words, he brought not only himself to the governor, the governor's mentioned as a Republican, he also brought majorities to the Assembly and the Senate. So he has carried through on the things that he said he was going to do, and I think that's significant. As far as the other Republican candidates, you know, I will know more when I see a few more events about him. The thing that's interesting about Walker is he's smooth. You know, he can speak, he can do it, but he's not necessarily a telegenic media type of candidate. He tends to be kind of awkward in some ways, and he's very, very, just very down to earth and Midwestern. Now, people might like that. That may be refreshing for a change. I don't know, and I'm not going to sit here and say. And I know there's going to be a lot of snark, and especially a lot of snark about some of the things he said in his speech. But if you do get a chance to read it, you might want to read it, depending on where you're coming from, because it might be illuminating. But he is not Mr. Smooth. He is not Mr. Suave. He is not cool. He is a regular old Midwestern guy from Wisconsin. He's even less cool than Paul Ryan, okay, in that sense. But he's a powerhouse, and I think people should watch Scott Walker, because I think he's going to be a formidable opponent for Republicans first, and then if he gets the nomination, which I think is a long shot at this point, and I'll be telling you about that in future podcasts, if he gets the nomination, I think it's going to be a very interesting presidential campaign. And so from here, it's on to Davenport at the end of the week. Actually, it's back to Minneapolis and St. Paul to relax. So I'll be rolling back in there about midnight or so tonight. Thanks once again to Greg Ryan for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. Again, if you need emergency service, you need a plumber who knows what they're doing. You need somebody that does air conditioning that knows what they're doing. Heating, air conditioning, plumbing, construction, emergency service. Call Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771, or in Minneapolis, you can call 612-927-6488 for four generations metro-wide from St. Paul, and that means the suburbs too, Ryan Plumbing and Heating. I want to thank the digital sponsor of the BobDavisPodcast.com, Mad Case Studios. They make quality original automotive artwork. If you want to see what they do, check out the banner at the top of the BobDavisPodcast.com. It's pretty cool stuff. So if you have a favorite car, you can actually get a painting of it, which is really neat, instead of just a picture. Click on the banner for more information about these and other sponsors of the Bob Davis Podcasts, Mad K, as well as everybody else, Ryan Plumbing and Mad K. It's all right there in the bunkers. Got to reach down and just grab one more piece of paper to remind myself to tell you thanks a lot for the donations. They're keeping me in Komodo Dragon coffee and diesel fuel, and that's what it's all about in the mobile podcast command unit. Thanks for listening on iTunes and subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn. Thanks for following on Facebook and Twitter. I've posted a bunch of pictures on Instagram from today. I am BDavis7843 on Instagram. Some of those pictures are also on Facebook, so hope you've seen them and liked them and appreciate your likes and shares and all that stuff. And thanks for listening to Podcast 391. I got to fire up this machine again and turn on the AC because I am starting to get really hot in here.